Time now for our North Iowa Coaches Show here on KIOW. Talking now with North Iowa Bison boys basketball coach Joel Price. And Coach Price, I hope you had an enjoyable holiday break. When we last talked, the Bison were only three games into the season. Since then, you've had three more games at West Hancock, at Belmont Clemmy, and at Bishop Garrigan. Can you quickly kind of tell me how those three games went?
At West Hancock, we kind of had a nice little battle with them, kind of back and forth game. And we had one of my players had a career high with 35 points. Rock Hughes went off, and he was just a hard matchup for them. He was, they tried to do some things like boxing one against him, and we just kind of kept feeding him the ball in the middle, and he'd elevate, and he had a real nice night for us and got a win there. And Belmont Clemming, we come out pretty good. We played with them first quarter pretty good. And then we've kind of been struggling this year on some scoring droughts here and there. I think we scored just a few points in the second quarter, and they kind of pulled ahead a little bit, and they just never looked back. They're a pretty good team, top to bottom. They got height. They got shooters. They're a very talented team. So and then I think last night we played Bishop Garrigan, and that's one tough team. I know one of our goals was to keep one of their main guys, Thomas, off the boards. He's just a machine when it comes to rebounding, and we just could not keep him off the boards. He had like 25 points and probably like 15 rebounds, maybe more. I don't know for sure on the stats, but he was a handful for us. So, and you know, that was, so last night was our first game of six straight away games, so we got a little tough stretch in front of us.
Yeah, you mentioned it, six straight road games. You did have that home game, which I'm sure was nice to face off against Belmont Clemmy, as you mentioned. But, you don't have another home game. Your second home game of the third game, I should say, third home game of the entire year until January 16th. And we've kind of talked about that, Coach. But what's the... You just had the holiday break, so tell me how that holiday break went, what it looked like, and what was the focus?
It went pretty good. I mean, you know, naturally we got the dead week that we had to take, and it always worries me because, you know, we come in, we work hard and about conditioning and stuff like that because we're pretty small schools, so we're not real deep. You know, last night we probably played seven, you know, most of the game. And every night's different. Sometimes I can get more out there. It just depends on our matchups and stuff like that. But I felt like the kids must have found time to get in the gym. They said they did anyway. One of the other thing that we've been struggling on is our shooting. Our three-point shooting is like, it's below 20%. It's probably the lowest that I've ever seen, you know, for me coaching anyway. And just, you know, the boys have been in the gym year-round, a lot of them, you know, summer and stuff, and they've looked pretty good, and they're just, I don't know, a little off right now, so hopefully it comes around.
Yeah, you kind of just alluded to it, Coach, but my next question is kind of similar to your last answer there. We are one-third the way or so through the season. What are some stats or areas of the game that you like so far, and then vice versa? Where are some areas of improvement?
Well, we've been playing a pretty aggressive defense, so I've been trying to teach them to just play a little tighter and trust the back end of the defense. And to do that, I mean, they got to do a lot of talking, you know, like, you know, teaching them, you know, I got back or whatever. So then when they hear that, they can get up tight and try to take them out of, we try to force a lot of sidelines, you know, try to keep them out of the middle. By doing that, we can kind of keep them out of their running their plays or their sets or whatever. And So we've been doing a lot better at that. I mean, it's getting a lot better. They get quiet once in a while. That's when we tend to struggle, and we allow a lot of points in the paint then. But like I said, that's probably one of our strong points right now is our aggressive defense. But things we need to work on, you know, I hope the kids can, you know, find time to get in the gym when they can, because right now nobody's shots really dropping outside. And like last night, you know, we were doing a pretty good job playing defense and keeping them out of the paint, and they just caught fire and started dropping threes left and right, you know, and we just haven't found somebody on our team that's capable of doing that yet. And I know there's quite a few of them capable of doing it. It's just sometimes it takes time. We lost 4 starters last year, so some of these guys are, you know, trying hard to step up. So just sometimes it takes time. But like we talked about, we got 6 away games, but at least at the end of the year, I think we got 8 of 9 home games to finish off the year. So hopefully we can catch some fire sometime.
Coach, looking ahead here, the next 2 weeks, you have 3 games in each week. How important is this 6-game stretch for the season?
Yeah, it's pretty important. Like I said, we don't get a lot of practice time then with that many games. And, you know, we're trying to do workouts in between, too, lifting weights. We try to preach that pretty good. And so usually with 3 games, we can only usually lift once a week. We got some tough teams to play, but I mean, there's also some very winnable games there. You know, our next matchup against Lake Mills, I feel like we match up pretty well against them. Just, you know, but we can't come out and we can't have 20 turnovers and shoot, you know, below 40% from the field goal range or, you know, from the field. So if we keep our turnovers down to like 15 and shoot over 40%, you know, I feel good about playing some tough teams. So, but anytime, you know, you turn the ball over and shoot low percentage, you're probably not going to win too many games.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck the next couple weeks until we talk again.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That has been the boys basketball at North Iowa, boys basketball coach at North Iowa, Joel Price, here on our North Iowa Coach's Corner program on KIOW.